Our day-long special about the fight to end Alzheimer's is sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter. I'm John Landecker reminding you that there is the walk to end Alzheimer's, and that will be Saturday, October 9th at Soldier Field. Registration starts at 8 a.m., the ceremony at 9:30, and the walk at 10. We've had various folks on the air today, medical experts, doctors, etc. But what we're going to do now is something very personal with Mary Foos. I'm very hesitant about asking you questions because you're an actual relative of a person. You watched Alzheimer's take over in your very own household. And that has got to be, I don't even know if I have the words to describe how I think that must be. But I will say that this disease is close to the WGN family in that Wally Phillips, who was perhaps the biggest WGN personality in the history of the radio station, succumbed to this. And I specifically remember a Chicago Tonight program when Bob Surratt was the editor. Mm-hmm. When Wally went on and actually did an interview after it was announced that this is what he's suffering from, what would you like to tell me and the listeners of WGN about your experience and what you hope for the future?
Yeah, my mother is the person that has Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and she was diagnosed in 2009. So she's actually been living with it for 12 years now. So, of course, we have been witnessing her decline, and it's something that for us has been a slow progression, and it's not that case for everybody. So in some way, it's a blessing because we haven't seen the full impact of it all at once, but it also makes it a long, drawn-out thing to see her lose so much of who she has been before. It started off with forgetfulness, not remembering things, repeating things. She owned her own business, including restaurants. She was unable to cook any longer, unable to read, and not recognizing her own neighborhood. Mm. And then the progression continued. And so she started to just not even recognize she was in her own home, which she has been in for the last, over 40 years.
Right, I understand. The disease, as I understand it, has no cure. And although the rate of it in an individual may vary, the outcome is always the same. So I guess inevitable is the word. What do you do to try to handle this? I mean, we've been talking about the people who have the disease, but everybody who has the disease, I'm assuming, has loved ones, families, relatives who are there to help, but unfortunately are also witness to its progression. And I can't even imagine the emotional toll that that must take and what you must call upon in yourself to be able to take care of it, be with it, and live through it with some sense of order. I'm just baffled how you handle it.
Yeah, it's not always an easy thing. Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate to have four siblings, and everyone contributes in some way in helping. One thing that is very hard to do is to be patient. Mm. And just understanding that it's not her, but it's the disease.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that I've learned, to be more patient, to be more understanding. And, you're in the thick of things, and you have to look on the bright side at times.
And what is the bright side? What is the bright side, in your opinion?
Well, just having more time with her.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have that. and be able to make more memories.
This is somewhat comparable, but certainly not the same. A friend of mine recently passed away from ALS, and it was a very aggressive form of it, and I didn't know that this person had it, but I did, week by week, see its effect on this individual, not knowing what it was. And he went through some strange behaviors and attitudes, and something, you know, he behaved in a way that was very unlike him. And this was the, and in the end, he couldn't speak or swallow, and he passed away. But I'm not saying it's the same, but the idea of seeing someone that you're close to, in this case, your mother, deteriorate before your eyes is something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. I mean, I think that whatever needs to be done to find some sort of answer to Alzheimer's is something that needs to be done. And I understand that you have been one of the walks participants for quite a while, and also one of the top fundraisers for the Alzheimer's Association. How do you conduct your fundraising?
Yeah, so I'm both a fundraiser as well as a volunteer for the walk. But mostly the way that I fundraise is I just reach out to all of my contacts, and I think that I'm just very fortunate to have very supportive family and friends. My first year that I started a team, that was back in 2013, in less than a month, basically, I formed this team. And with the help of just family and friends, we just raised over $18,000 our first year. And each year, we've been able to do a little bit more, a little bit more. And so I think when people see how passionate we are about finding a cure for this disease, people just step up and they help to reach our fundraising goal.
Do you have any, I don't even know if the word's advice, but what would you say to some family member who has just found out that someone that they're, one of their loved ones has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Do you have any suggestions that for them in that kind of situation?
Yeah. Well, just know that they're not alone in that journey. And to try to reach out to family, friends for support, because you do need that. And even reach out to the Alzheimer's Association. They have the 24/7 hotline. And I've referred many friends to that hotline. And just know that you're not alone in it.
The 24/7 helpline is 1-800-272-3900. That's 1-800-272-3900. And Mary, I think that you've said, you've hit the nail on the head when it comes to handling a lot of severe challenges, that if you have support from people who you love and love you, it certainly doesn't improve the situation, but it manifests itself in an ability to somehow handle it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The Walk to End Alzheimer's Chicago is Saturday, October 9th at Soldier Field. The registration starts at 8 a.m. The ceremony is at 9:30, and the walk is at 10. It's a rain or shine event.
Correct.
We're encouraging everybody to register ahead of the event to avoid the crowded lines. I hope it's super crowded. I hope it's so crowded it breaks some sort of record of attendance. The event is free, but donations are accepted, and you can sign up at alz.org/Illinois. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mary? Because you're the person with the information, and I don't have questions that I feel are up to snuff, I guess would be one way of putting it, because you're the person. You're the person who knows what's going on.
I just wanted to mention before we end that besides going to Soldier Field, some people may not feel comfortable being with other crowds, other people in a crowd. So you can walk where you're at. You can walk at home in your neighborhood, on a trail, just walk where, you know, in your neighborhood. So you don't have to go to Soldier Field to do that, but you can still feel that you're involved.
Well, that's a good thing to know, because that spreads the event over the entire Chicagoland community, which is obviously a very good thing, I think. Mary, all the best to you and your mother, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, John.
Yeah. That's Mary Fuse, who walks to end Alzheimer's, participant and top fundraiser. Once again, let me reiterate that the Walk to End Alzheimer's Chicago, Saturday, October 9th at Soldier Field. Registration starts at 8 a.m., ceremony at 9:30, walk at 10 a.m. Our day-long special, by the way, about how day-long special all about the fight to end Alzheimer's is sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter here at 720 WGN.